Our readings this morning are not very comforting, are they? In fact, if we take their gloomy words to heart, they can, like the sour grapes they describe, set our teeth on edge. Still, from the point of view of our salvation, perhaps that would not be such a terrible thing, especially if the gospel prompts us to re-examine the quality of our discipleship. In recounting the parable of the vineyard, Jesus positions himself squarely within the rich prophetic tradition that employs the image of the vineyard to describe the people of Israel. In the first reading, for instance, Isaiah recounts in exquisite detail the loving care that God lavishes on his vineyard, sparing no effort, no cost. God tills the soil, clears it of rocks, plants the choicest vines, encircles them with a protective wall, all in the expectation of an abundant, luscious crop of grapes. Yet when vintage time arrives, what does God find but a harvest of disappointing, shriveled, sour grapes? "I came looking for justice," bemoans God, "but found only bloodshed. I came expecting righteousness, but instead heard the cries of the poor." God is speaking, of course, about the loathsome behavior of his own chosen people. From the moment that God gave the Israelites the Torah on Mount Sinai, his expectation was that Israel would be a community that practiced positive, life-giving social relationships without abuse or exploitation. That expectation, however, was profoundly disappointed. Instead of justice, God found bloodshed. And bloodshed here does not refer to thuggery or murder. In the prophetic tradition, it stands for the dissolute spilling of the people's lifeblood through exploitative social practices. In particular, it refers to the economic practices that injure the common good and slowly bleed the poor to death. As the prophet criticizes a little later, "You rich people buy the needy for pennies and the poor for a pair of sandals. And you say to the poor, 'Bow down that we may walk all over you.'" In this morning's reading, Isaiah presents a rather severe indictment against the Israelite working class, wealthy class. But what, after all, does that have to do with you and with me? Well, as the French say, plus ça change, plus la même chose. The more things change, the more they remain the same. Let's face it, Isaiah could have a very active career here in the United States of America in the 21st century. We enjoy a life of unparalleled prosperity. Our country enjoys greater aggregate wealth than at any time in our history. Medical advances have outpaced many of the health challenges of our age. Educational possibilities have surpassed the wildest dreams of even a single generation ago. And yet, in this highly developed society of ours, there are thousands who live on the street every day. Others who suffer needlessly because they have no access to basic medical care. Still others who are functionally illiterate because of the inadequacies of our broken educational system. Would to God that there were an army of Isaiahs to call us to our senses today. But, my friends, that's exactly who you and I are supposed to be. You and I are supposed to be the modern-day Isaiahs, calling our fellow citizens out, reminding them that the bounty of the earth is intended for all God's children. That's what you were anointed for, or had you forgotten? When you were baptized with water, you were also anointed with the chrism of salvation as priest, prophet, and king. God chose you and commissioned you as a prophet to speak truth to power in the name of Jesus Christ. 46 years ago, the bishops of the world reminded the church that action on behalf of justice is an indispensable dimension of preaching the gospel. Those bishops in 1971 were not saying anything new. They were merely repeating the constant teaching of the church. After all, it was the Apostle James who wrote, "What good is it if you say you have faith but do not follow through with deeds? If a brother or sister is naked and hungry and you say to them, 'Go in peace, keep warm, eat your fill,' and yet you do not supply their bodily needs, what good is that? Faith by itself, if it has no works, is dead." Well, my fellow Trinitarians, our faith here on 36th Street is not dead. It is very much alive. As a parish, we study and advocate for the principles enunciated by our bishops in the Catholic Framework for Economic Life. With our bishops, we here profess that the economy exists for the person, not the person for the economy. With our bishops, we here believe that all people have a right to secure the basic necessities of life, such as food, clothing, education, health care, safe environment, and economic security. With our bishops, we here acknowledge that a fundamental moral measure of any economy is how the poor and vulnerable are faring. Inspired by the prophet Isaiah and strengthened by our baptismal anointing, let us pledge this morning to continue to raise an insistent voice as individuals and as a parish for an economy that benefits all, and especially for an economy that blesses the poorest and the most vulnerable. Would the catechumens please come forward? The catechumens in our RCIA process. You're right, I was not specific. Well, this is a very challenging gospel that we send you off to ponder. It's even more challenging if you think that this is something that you have to put into practice. To be numbered among the disciples of Jesus Christ is a great gift that all the baptized share, but it carries an expectation that we will produce fruits that are worthy of the friends and disciples of Jesus. And so this community sends you off now with great hope that you will grow in your producing fruits for the kingdom of God, and we look forward to the day that you will join us here at the Eucharistic table.
In peace, the peace of Christ, and learn the ways of God. Grow in peace, the peace of Christ, and learn the ways of God. Go in peace, the peace of Christ, and learn the ways of God.
Having reflected on God's word, we respond by giving voice to our prayers.
Let us pray that the church proclaim the kingdom with clarity and love. May each of us tend to the vineyard of the Lord entrusted to us. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Let us pray for an end to gun violence. May our nation deeply understand the scourge of gun violence in our communities. May we have the perseverance to pursue real and lasting change. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Let us pray for the protection of all creation. May the earth, our common home, be safeguarded and respected. We pray to the Lord.
Lord,
hear our prayer.
Let us pray for the children about to be baptized. May they always live out the priestly, prophetic, and royal identity they receive today in baptism. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Let us pray for the sick, especially Todd Leventhal and those suffering from the shootings in Las Vegas. May they be visited by the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Let us pray for those who have died, especially Michael Cummins, Audrey Jones, Eleanor Cavanaugh, Sam Gardner, and those who died in Las Vegas this week. May they experience the fullness of God's kingdom. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us. Saint John the Baptist, pray for us. Saint Joseph,
pray for us.
Saint Peter and Saint Paul,
pray for us.
Saint Ignatius of Loyola,
pray for us.
Saint James,
pray for us.
Saint Andrew,
pray for us.
Saint Matthew, pray for us. Saint Francesca, pray for us. All holy men and women, saints of God,
pray for us.
Brothers and sisters, God uses the sacrament of water to give his divine life to those who believe. Let us turn to God and ask that the gift of life from this font be poured on the children to be baptized today. God, our Father, your gift of water brings life and freshness to the earth. We ask you now to bless this water. Renew the life-giving spring of your life within us and protect us in spirit and body that we may be free from sin and receive your gift of salvation. We ask this through Christ our Lord. I now invite everyone, together with these parents and godparents, to renew the vows we made at our baptism. Do you reject sin so as to live in the freedom of the children of God?
I do.
Do you reject the glamour of evil and refuse to be mastered by sin?
I do.
Do you believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth? Do you believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was born of the Virgin Mary, was crucified, died, and was buried, who rose from the dead and is now seated at the right hand of the Father?
I do.
Do you believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting?
I do.
This is our faith. This is the faith in which these children will be baptized. We are proud to profess it in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Amen. Please be seated.
We now invite forward for baptism Griffin James Burgoyne with his parents and godparents.
Christopher and Megan, is it your will that we baptize Griffin in the faith of the community that we've just professed together?
Yes.
Griffin James, I baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit.
Rejoice and be glad. Yours is the kingdom of God.
We now invite forward for baptism Anderson Scott and Matthew Marino Foley with their parents and godparents.
Joel and Timothy, is it your will that we baptize Anderson and Matthew in the faith of the community that we have just professed together?
Yes.
Matthew, I baptize you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Rejoice and be glad. Yours is the kingdom of God.
Anderson, I baptize you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Rejoice and be glad. Yours is the kingdom of God.
We now invite forward for baptism Francesca Mary Tamburo with her parents and godparents.
Kristen, is it your will that we baptize Francesca in the faith of the community that we have just professed together?
Yes.
Is it your will that we baptize you in the faith of the Christian community? Good. Francesca, I baptize you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Rejoice and be glad. Yours is the kingdom of God.
The God of power and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ has freed you from sin and brought you to new life through water and the Holy Spirit. I now anoint you with the chrism of salvation, so that united with all God's holy people, you may remain forever a member of Christ, who is priest, prophet, and king. Griffin, I anoint you as priest, as prophet, as king. Anderson, I anoint you as priest, as prophet, as king. Matthew, I anoint you as priest, as prophet, as king. Francesca, I anoint you as priest, as prophet.
Thank you.
And king, and you're welcome. I have never seen any child so well prepared and so polite at their baptism. My dear children, you have become a new creation and have been clothed in Christ. See in your white garments the outward sign of your Christian dignity. With your family and friends to help you by word and example, bring that dignity unstained to the everlasting life of heaven. Griffin, Anderson, Matthew, and Francesca, receive the light of Christ. Parents and godparents, these children of yours have been enlightened by Christ. This light is entrusted to you to be kept burning brightly. They are to walk always as children of the light. May they keep their flame of faith alive in their hearts. When the Lord comes, may he go out to meet him with all the saints in the heavenly kingdom. These children are now called children of God, for that is what they are. Let's welcome them into our Christian family.
Our song for preparation of the gifts is Let Speeches Fall Silent in your worship aid. Speeches fall silent and platitudes cease from hawkers of violence they brand as peace. Let people who suffer find places to speak, and holders of power give way to the weak. Let teachers of hatred, suspicion, and fear, and those who would kill for the views they hold dear, be turned from their ways and disarmed of their wrath, to walk on a new, more compassionate path. Mm-hmm.
My sisters and brothers, our simple gifts of bread and wine are now prepared. Pray with me that they be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father. Accept, O Lord, we pray, our sacrifice, and graciously complete the sanctifying work by which you are pleased to redeem us, through Christ our Lord. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is
truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God, through Christ our Lord. For out of compassion for the waywardness that is ours, he humbled himself and was born of the Virgin. By the passion of the cross, he freed us from unending death. And by rising from the dead, he gave us life eternal. And so with angels and archangels, with thrones and dominions, and with all the hosts and powers of heaven, we sing the hymn of your glory, as without end we acclaim.
Holy, holy, holy Lord God of hosts, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest.
You are indeed holy, O Lord, the fount of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, so that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread, and giving thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it. For this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and once more giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it. For this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith.
Save us, Savior of the world, for by your cross and resurrection you have set us free.
Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation. giving thanks that you have held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that, partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world and bring her to the fullness of charity, together with Francis, our Pope, Donald, our Bishop, and the entire people you have gained for your own. Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with Blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the blessed apostles and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, we may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him and with him and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. Jesus taught us to call God Father, and so we have the courage to pray, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us, Lord. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, Peace I leave you, my peace I give you, look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever. Amen. The peace of the Lord be always with you. Let's offer each other the sign of peace. Peace, Judy. Peace, God. Thank you. Peace be with you. Diana. Peace be with you. Thank you. Peace be with 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 you.
The sins of the world, have mercy on us. Bread of life, you take away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. Wine of love, you take away the sins of the world, have mercy. Away the sins of the world, grant us peace.
Behold the Lamb of God, behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb.
Please be seated. from the many, make us one in your worship aid.
Jesus prayed before he died, to this table now we come. Make them one, the whole world wide, from the many make us one. Every shade and tribe and tongue, male and female, old and young, let our bold procession grow, circling earth while ages flow, running, creeping, leaping high, dancing, stumbling, striding by. Walk with all who walked before, weary, burden, broken, poor. Saints of every age and place, every color, every grace, for God's guests, north and south and east and west. Here the poor take honored place, here the homeless home embrace. What if greed and hunger reign? Then God loves the world again. Cause one sets a meager banquet here, to this table now we come. Sinners all, it's ours to share.
Life-giving bread, saving cup, in your hymnal number 926.
we offer in thanksgiving, O God. Life-giving bread, saving cup, we offer as a sign of our love. For bread that is broken, we give thanks. For wine that is poured, we give praise. For life and for knowledge of the kingdom, all praise to you until the end of time. End of time. Life-giving bread, saving cup, we offer in thanksgiving, O God. Life-giving bread, saving cup, we offer as a sign of our love. Creator of all, we offer thanks. You give us a share in your life. You strengthen our body and our spirit. All praise to you until the end of time. Life-giving breath, saving cup, we offer in thanksgiving, O God. Life-giving breath, saving cup, we offer as a sign of your love. Remember your church which sings your praise, perfected in truth and in love. And gather your people all together to praise you until the end of time. Life-giving bread, saving cup, we offer in thanksgiving, O God. Life-giving bread, saving cup, we offer as a sign of our love.
Remind them of our prayers for them. Remind them of this very challenging gospel about producing fruit, even in their sickness and their suffering, to the degree that they participate with us. That's for the glory of God.
Amen.
Almighty God, by our sharing in this Eucharist, renew our hearts and minds that we might become what we have received. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. Today we celebrate with joy the 50th wedding anniversary of Karen and Richard Podolka, and so I invite them to come forward now for a blessing. Karen and Richard, you come here today to remember what you professed to each other and to this community 50 years ago. In asking for God's blessing on this anniversary, you remind us all of the fidelity of Christ to the church. With great joy, I ask you all to call down God's blessing with me by raising your hand toward Richard and Karen. Lord God, our and Creator, we bless and praise your name. In the beginning, you made woman and man so that they might enter a communion of life and love. You likewise bless the union of Karen and Richard so that they might reflect the union of Christ with his church. Look with kindness on them today. Amid the joys and struggles of their life, you have preserved the union between them. Renew their marriage covenant, increase your love in them, and strengthen their bond of peace, so that surrounded by their children, we may always rejoice with them in the gift of your blessing, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Few announcements. Next Saturday and Sunday, we shall hold a small toys drive for the children in our sister parish of Saint-Jean-Baptiste in Haiti, so please keep them small. The grief support group will start its fall session on Saturday and run for 6 consecutive Saturdays in the upper room of the parish center. Please see page 4 of the bulletin for information. Holy Trinity's young adult community will hold its fall retreat on October 20th and 22nd. The deadline to register is this Thursday. Once again, see page 4 of the bulletin. Lastly, fellowship will continue with coffee and donuts in McKenna Hall after the liturgy.
Just over a month ago, our newest member of the Holy Trinity Parish staff joined us. Father Kevin Gillespie has asked that Rock Schuler, our Director of Stewardship, introduce himself to the community at the Masses this weekend.
Well, thank you. I know that I'm standing between you and the donuts, so I will be very brief, but it's a pleasure to be here. I've been on board for about a month, and I am the Director of Stewardship. My name is Rock Schuler, and that means that I'm in charge of fundraising, but a lot more than that. I am here to really be of service to you all as you shape your lives individually and as a community in response to God's grace. And Father Gillespie has asked me to walk with you, to walk with those who have been benefactors of our parish, to walk with all of us as we try and live out our mission, to accompany one another, supporting each other, celebrating on occasions like this together, and working through the depth of the spirituality that is here, the Ignatian spirituality, to shape and transform the world around us for the better. So I'm delighted to be here. I hope to get a chance to meet all of you as we move forward together and live in response to God's grace. Thank you, and have a great rest of your day.
The Lord be with you. May Almighty God bless you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. The Mass has ended. Go in peace, glorifying God by your life.
Thanks be to God. In your hymnals, number 742.
The church's one foundation is Jesus Christ, her Lord. She is his new creation by water and the word. From heaven he came and sought her to be his holy bride. With his own blood he brought her, and for her grace he died. Elect from every nation, yet one.
Thank you. Thank you. just met.
Great. Thank you guys. We have potluck together on Friday.
Yeah. Oh, good.
We were just talking potluck. Potluck business, right?
Yeah.
I know. We love potlucks. We do good potluck. Hey, have a good nap. Nap
Thank
for
you.
Me.
Thank
Think
you.
About me. And just as you drift off, go, this is for Kev. You're done. We'll see you this week, Al. No, you should sit over there.
Okay.
Oh, you can even sit on the, wherever you want over there. Bring it, No. It's just going to stay like this.
And then when I come up for the song, do I just come up?
You can just go on the floor and bow at the center, then walk up. Is that okay? Oh, it's the best.
Okay.
The best.
Okay, nice to see you.